弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
很高兴可以在安息日生日在会堂看到弟兄姐妹一起来聚会敬拜神。
We're so happy to see so many brothers and sisters worshiping in the chapel together.
安息日都是神祝福的日子是我们主内团契的美好时光愿我们都可以珍惜。
The Sabbath is a blessed day and a wonderful opportunity to fellowship. So let's take hold of the opportunity.
我们一周各自在自己的环境里面忙碌我们在安息圣日可以分别出来聚集在主面前一起来彼此分享这是主耶稣的福气愿我们可以珍惜这一个美好的安息圣日。
It's really a blessing that we can take a day out of our busy weeks to gather together to worship God and to fellowship.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，主啊，我愿属你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the topic, O Lord, I want to be yours.
我们现在在读民数记，这是以色列选民在旷野的旅程历史。
We are reading the book of Numbers, which is the history of the Israelites in the wilderness.
在23章跟24章这两章的经文里有四篇论到属神的选民的特质。
In Numbers chapters 23 and 24, there records four instances or four descriptions of the Israelites.
那这是神的信息透过一个很特殊的人物由他的嘴巴里面讲出来的。
And these descriptions are the words of God that were spoken through a prophet.
他在描述这群属神的百姓是何等的蒙福。
And he was describing the blessedness of the people of God.
我们读完这段历史，你会不会觉得说，我很希望成为其中的一份子？
When you read these descriptions, do you feel like you want to be part of it?
或是只是像这个在讲话的人，就是这个术士巴兰，他讲完之后，其实他的生命并没有改变。
Or do we share the same feelings as Balaam, who after saying these things, his life didn't change at all?
最后他也是被杀了。
In the end, he was killed.
他死的其实是很不光彩。
And his death was very unglorious.
他被他所祝福的百姓他原本可以得到这美好的福气的，但是他没有把握住，他死了。
Even though he could have received this blessing along with the Israelites, but he didn't, and therefore he died.
那我们今天看到这样的记录。其实我们每一个在主耶稣基督里面的人都要非常的感谢。
When we see these recordings, we have to be very thankful as the children of God.
因为在旧约的时代，如果不是属神的百姓，你再如何的想要成为当中一份子，可能没有机会。
Because during that time, even if you really wanted to be part of the children of God, you didn't have the opportunity to.
但是今天在这个时代里，我们只要愿意的都可以借着耶稣基督成为这蒙福的百姓的一份子了。
Now through the Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to come to God and be part of His people.
那我们今天在主的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们也看这段经文，要想想看，圣经所说的这些选民的特质，我有没有？
Let's also reflect on ourselves as we read these chapters. Do we share the same characteristics as they?
我们今天信耶稣难道只是一个名吗？
Do we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in name only?
还是我们有一个实际的生活是跟这个世界分别出来的？
Or do we actually have the actions to show that we are different?
在我们的生活当中真的体会到我们是蒙福的，是有神同在的百姓。
And do we experience in our day-to-day lives that we are truly blessed and different?
当众人在恐惧在害怕的时候，我们可以有平安。
When others are in fear, we have peace.
当众人在放纵在欢乐，甚至在顺如肉体情欲的时候，我们不会在其中，因为我们知道我们是属神的圣洁的民。
When others indulge themselves in sinful pleasures, we choose not to because we know we belong to God.
我们今天早上就要从这经文当中来学习一些神的百姓的特质，希望我们也能够拥有，也愿意在其中。
This morning we will study the different characteristics of the children of God, and let's see whether or not we are among them.
我们请看民数记二十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers 22.
我们先来进入为什么会有这四篇论以色列民的诗歌的这个缘由。
And we will see the reason why these four discourses were made regarding the people of Israel.
22章的第三节说，摩押人因为以色列民甚多，就大大的惧怕，心内忧急。
Verse 3, and Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were many.
以色列百姓来到了摩押平原，他们人数应该差不多200万左右。
When the Israelites arrived in the plains of Moab, there were about 2 million.
这两百万的人是一起生活的。
These 2 million had lived together.
我们今天如果在我们的周围出现了500人，我们就说好多人了。
If among us, if 500 people came among us, we would feel like this is a large number.
如果有一个不管什么场合，50000人出现，哇，这个就很拥挤的。
Or if there was a large event and there were 50,000 people, we would feel that this is a huge event.
你看那个球场，这里的大球场，像洋基的球场，装几万人，90000人吗？
And so, how much can a Yankee Stadium hold?
如果满场的人90,000、10,000人在一起的时候，想想那个场面是什么？
If you can imagine 90,000 or even 100,000 people gathered in one place, what would that be like?
有时候我们会看到示威游行，百万的人在街上游行，在走路。
Sometimes we witness parades with many people on the streets.
那百万的人，他走路游行可能几个小时而已啊。
And if these millions of people are on the streets, perhaps they're only there for a couple hours.
如果200万的人他就住在你的面前，而且一直住下去，会有什么感觉？
But if there were 2 million people and they were in front of you and they stayed there, how would you feel?
想想看，如果200万人一起哭，会有什么感觉？
How would you feel if 2 million people wept together?
或者200万的人一起喊，那个声音何等大？
How large would the sound be if they all yelled at the same time?
那这个是当时候神的选民在已经走到了约旦河东边摩押平原，准备要进迦南地。
So these people, the Israelites, 2 million people were east of the Jordan River, and they were preparing themselves to enter into the land of Canaan.
面对这么多的人，当然摩押人会害怕。
And of course, the Moabites were very afraid.
但其实他们不用怕的。
But the Moabites didn't have actually that much reason to be afraid.
虽然这么多人，但是神并不要以色列民去扰害摩押人。
This is because even though the Israelites were going into the land of Canaan, but God didn't want them to harass the Moabites.
这是神的百姓知道，但是摩押人不知道。
The Israelites knew that they did not intend to do any harm, but the Moabites did not.
所以其实他们不需要担心以色列人在他们面前或者从他们地上经过。
That's why the Moabites actually didn't need to worry about these Israelites passing among them.
所以我们知道，从这里看到说，我们如果能够了解神的心意的，知道神的旨意的，其实很多事情不需要担心。
This tells us that when we know the will of God, many worries will be alleviated.
问题就是不知道。
But the problem is, we often don't know.
摩押人他们不知道神的旨意。
The Moabites were not aware of God's will.
因为他们不是属神的。
Because they were not of God.
但是今天我们是属神的。
However, we are of God.
所以有些事情其实我们担心是多余的。
So many of our worries are actually extraneous.
担心改变不了事实。
Anxiety doesn't actually change the fact.
所以有时候我们生活觉得好像很忧虑啊，怕这个万一怎么样的。其实是多余的了。
Many times we feel worried about what might happen, but these are actually just extra.
我们应该担心的是说，我到底有没有知道神的旨意。
What we need to actually worry about is whether or not we are aware of God's will.
如果我们明白神的旨意，很多事情我们可以放心，因为主耶稣应许我们。
If we know God's will, then we will be at peace because of Jesus' promise.
他说这世上有苦难，但是你在我里面有平安，你放心吧。
And Jesus told us that even though we will have tribulation in this world, but we can be of good cheer.
好，那所以现在摩押人害怕了，他们想说自己靠自己是没有办法对抗这群人。
The Moabites were afraid, and they thought that they had no way to handle this themselves.
好，所以那个摩押的王就派的长老、尊贵人，要到大河那边去请一个术士啊，会咒诅人也可以祝福人的一个人啊，来啊面对这群以色列人。
Therefore, the Moabites sought to send all of their nobles, their elders, to this prophet, and send him over to do something.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
对米甸的长老说：“现在这众人要把我们视为所有的一切刮尽了，就如牛舔尽田间的草一般。”那时，西波的儿子巴勒做摩押王。
Verse 4, so Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this company will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the fields, and Balak the son of Zippor was the king of the Moabites at the time.
第五节，他差遣使者往大河边的庇夺去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里，召巴兰来说，有一宗民从埃及出来，遮满地面与我对居。
Verse 5, then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me.
第六节说，这民比我强盛，现在求你来为我做主他们，或者我能得胜，攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁就得福，你咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅。
6. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
这里出现了这个巴兰这户人，这号人物。
So the character Balaam appears in the Bible.
巴兰在圣经里面是非常特殊的。
He is a very unique character in the Bible.
我们可以说，你只要读圣经故事的人，从小到大没有不知道巴兰故事的。
For those who have heard children's stories regarding the Bible from young, then you will definitely know who Balaam is.
他骑了一头驴，那头驴也很出名。
His donkey is also pretty famous.
所以这个巴兰是一个名人呢。
Balaam was a
他有特殊的经历。
He was very famous and he had a special experience.
他似乎也有特殊的能力。
He also had special powers.
他可以用法术咒诅人或祝福人。
He was able to curse or bless others using sorcery.
那他这个咒诅祝福不是从神来的，是从他所拜的这些偶像来。
And the blessings and the cursings didn't come from God, but from his idols.
就好像今天我们在环境当中也看到有些人他们又用法术来伤害人比较多。
In the world, we also see how people use sorcery often to harm others.
在开发的地区比较少这种事情，但是在比较落后的地区他们还存在很多行法术的人。
This might not be as prevalent in our society, but there is a lot of it going on in third world countries.
有些人他们生病，他们没有医生可以找，他们去找那个行邪术的人。
And because they don't have a means of medication, so they actually find sorcerers to help them.
那有时候这些行法术的人也用他们的方法，让这些求医治人得医治了。
And the sorcerers are able to heal them using their own methods.
但是得医治之后不久又生病了呀，还是一样啊。
But not long afterwards, they might get sick again.
所以在我们人间里面我们就发现说有一些属灵的力量是跟我们人物质的世界不太一样的。
From these, we can realize that there is a spiritual world that is different from our material world.
但是它是存在，就是说灵界的一些现况是事实，就是有一些奇异的事情会在我们当中发生。
Even though these things might be invisible, but it does exist, and many strange things occur.
那巴 巴兰他就是可以用法术去随他的意思祝福或咒诅。
Balaam therefore was able to bless or curse others according to his own will.
那他要做咒诅或祝福，就看请他的人来，请他的人让他做什么，他就做什么。
Whatever other people would hire him to do, he would do.
所以这个人哦，哇，他声名远播啊，他住在大河的那边，就是在两河流域，他的名声已经响亮到在死海东南边的摩押地。
And Balaam was so famous during that time that even though he lived near the river, but these people in the Moabites near the Jordan River knew about him.
这个摩押王的期待就是说，你来为我咒诅这些百姓啊，那或者我可以得胜他们。
And so Balak asked Balaam to curse the Israelites for him.
啊，因为他们比我强盛，我没有办法。靠我自己的力量去抵挡他们了。
And these people were too strong for him, so he couldn't resist them by himself.
好，那所以现在这个巴兰哈就被请了，被雇来要对付以色列民。
Balaam therefore was hired to counter the Israelites.
那圣经特别描述说，那天晚上神跟巴兰说话。
The Bible says that that night the Lord spoke to Balaam.
就是第九节说的。
Verse 9.
神啊，特别圣经里面记载这一段神跟巴兰的对话，就好像哎，这个神是他的朋友，然后跟他这样子很亲密的在沟通一件事情。
And this discourse seems this conversation seems like God and Balaam were good friends and they were just chatting.
第九节说，在你这里人是谁啊？他们是哪些人呢？
God said, "Who are these men with you?"
好，那巴兰就说，哦，这个就是那个摩押王西波的儿子巴勒打发来的使者啊。
And Balaam said, "Well, this is Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab."
那巴兰也报告说，这些人到底是要做什么？目的在哪里？
And Balaam also reports to God why they are here and what they want him to do.
好，听完之后，第十二节，神直接跟巴兰说：“你不可以去。”
Verse 12, the Lord says, "You shall not go with them."
你不可以咒诅那民。
You cannot curse the people.
因为那民是蒙福的。
Because they are blessed.
那这是神他给巴兰的命令呢？
This is a commandment from God.
你不可以跟他们一起去啊。
Balaam was not allowed to go with them.
好，第二个，你不可以咒诅。
Secondly, he was not allowed to curse them.
为什么？因为这群民是蒙福的，是蒙神赐福的。
This is because these people are blessed of God.
好了，那这个故事其实我们如果仔细读，我们就发现说，巴兰其实他是看在这些财物的份上啊，他事实上是很想去的。
Balaam saw all of the wealth that was offered to him, and he really wanted to go.
啊，但是神说不可以去啊。
But God had forbidden him.
就好像有一个机会，人家要提供一个很好的、很好的那个收入，啊，这很简单，就是你做得到的，你很想得到，但是神说不可以。
And so he saw a great source of income, and all he needed to do was something very simple that he was definitely able to do, but God said no.
好了，使者回去报告给王知道，这一来一往其实都要时间的，因为路途很远。
And so the messengers were sent back, and all of this back and forth actually took a long time.
我们读圣经有时候读到这里说，哦，他说不行，就回去了。然后过不久又回来了，好像就很简单了。
Because of the distance, sometimes we oversimplify and think that this is just a short walk.
那个使者哈，是大老远的到庇多去要请他，现在他不来，他们只好回去。
The messengers had gone a long journey in order to arrive at Pithor, and now they were rejected and had to go home.
那空手回，那个王就不甘心了，为什么他不来？
And because they arrived without Balaam, the king was very distressed.
是不是因为礼物不够厚重？
Or is it because I didn't give him enough gifts?
这些长老不够尊贵？
Or these nobles, these elders aren't noble enough?
所以我们看巴勒第二次 再派人去了。
So the second time, Balak sent another group of people.
第十五节说
，verse 15,
又差遣使者，比先前的又多又尊贵。
He again sent princes more numerous and more honorable than they.
那这次人数多，地位高，而且哦，这次不是带看得到的这些东西去，好像摆在他眼前。
This time there were more people and more honorable people, and he didn't just bring things that he could place in front of him.
第十七节说，这个时候，这位使者带了一张空白的支票，让巴兰自己填，你要什么你自己写。
Verse 17 basically is a blank check. Balaam was able to say whatever he wanted.
我要使你得极大的尊荣，你向我要什么我就给你。只要只求你来为我做主这个百姓。
It says, "For I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse this people for me."
其实我们看到这里就知道说，巴兰其实他已经动心了。
And by this time, Balaam's heart was moved.
他动心表现在，其实神不会。上一次说不可以，这次说可以，神不是那种没有原则的人。
He knew that God was not without principle and God wouldn't change his mind.
但是人有时候没有原则。
But humans often don't.
特别是巴兰就是没有原则的人。
Are not principled, especially Balaam.
因为他是被雇的人，如果人家要他做主，他就做主；要他祝福，他就祝福。他根本没有一个中心原则。
He was hired to do whatever other people asked him to do.
所以他想说神应该是这样。
He thought maybe God is the same.
所以他说，我再问神问看看。
Therefore, he said, "Let me ask God again."
其实已经不用再问了。
However, he didn't actually need to ask.
在这里我们看到巴兰他在拜神，其实他好像什么神都拜，但他基本不认识神。
Even though Balaam seemed to worship all the different gods, but he didn't know who the Lord was.
他以为神跟人是一样的。
He thought that God was like man.
他把这个独一的真神，把他等同于他所一般世人所拜的偶像。
He equated the Almighty God with all of the different idols that he had worshipped.
我们先看一节，看二十三章的第十九节。
Let's look at chapter 23, verse 19.
其实我们要了解神他的特质啊。
We have to understand the characteristics of God.
神第十九节说：“神非人，必不至说谎；他也非人子，必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？”
19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?
这里圣别强调说神是绝对的，他是信实的。
God is absolute, and he is true.
他不会做错，他不会说错话。
He will not do or say anything wrong.
他的话一定是就是，不是就不是。
For him, yes is yes, no is no.
神如果说要这样做，一定会成就的。
If God says something will happen, it will come to pass.
这个叫做神的绝对权柄。
This is the absolute authority of God.
所以神绝对不会今天是这个样子，明天又换了一个样子。
God will not change from one day to the next.
所以其实巴兰他是把这个这个跟他讲话的这个神跟偶像把他并在一起。
Balaam treated God just like the other idols that he worshipped.
今天我们有时候在拜神的时候，我们会被世界上的这些物质的偶像的观念影响了对神的认知。
Likewise, we might also treat God or have a concept of God that is influenced by our understanding of the material wealth.
我们要了解神是绝对独一的。
We have to understand that God is absolute.
没有能够跟他同等对比的啦。
And there is nothing in this world that can be equated to him.
我们现在再来看，我们来看一节经节，以赛亚书四十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 45.
以赛亚书四十五章
Isaiah 45,
第五节
verse 5，
第五节说：“我是主，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。你虽不认识我，我必给你束腰。”
Verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me.
第六节，从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道除了我以外没有别神，我是主，在我以外并没有别神。
6, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
第七， 7, 我造光又造暗，我施平安又降灾祸，造作这一切的是我主神。
7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things.
好，所以这个光暗都从神来的。
Light and darkness come from God.
平安灾祸也可能都是神给的。
Peace and calamity can both come from God as well.
所以神也可以给人灾祸。
God can give other people calamity.
神给的东西一定有好处。
But everything that God gives has a good purpose.
所以灾祸有时候对人是好的。
Sometimes calamity is beneficial.
会让我们突然醒悟啊。
It awakens us.
啊，如果都一直平安，有时候我们就会麻木了。
If we are always in a state of peace, we might become numb.
所以这里特别提到说，这个神啊，所以我们要对神要认识神。不能够，我们只期待说你一定要给我平安。
We have to understand God, and not expect Him to give us peace all the time.
神不是我们自己想的。
God is not created by.
我们常常想说，如果这个是神的话，应该给我平安才对。
Sometimes we assume that if God is God, then He should give me peace all the time.
圣经说，神也可以给人灾祸。
But the Bible says God also brings calamity.
这个灾祸看起来是不好，但其实可能是包装的祝福。
It might be a blessing in disguise.
后面有神更高的旨意，是我们要去体会的。
There is a higher will of God behind all of these things.
我们看四十六章。
Let's look at chapter 46.
第四十六章的第八节。
Verse 8.
啊，对不起，第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十六章第九节。
Isaiah 46 verse 9.
你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。
9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me.
第十节。
10.
我从起初就指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
这里是我们从圣经里面所记载的这些古时候的事，其实我们一定可以得到一个结论很清楚，神是独一。
From all of these things, we can come to one conclusion, which is that God is one.
他的旨意绝对成就。
His will definitely be fulfilled.
所以神从起初就已经看明末后的事情。
From the beginning, God already sees the end.
表示说神超越时间。
God surpasses time.
现在这个点，其实在神就是已经现在，就是不会有所谓的过去、现在、将来这个时间问题了。
With God, there is no question of past, present, or future.
所以神说的话，其实就表示说神已经知道这个结局。整个事情都是敞开在眼前。
When God speaks, He speaks knowing everything laid out before Him.
这个就是神的超越性。
This is how God is surpassing all.
没有其他的可以跟他比，跟他站在他旁边跟他对等的。
Therefore, there is nothing that can stand on the same level as God.
所以我们今天拜神呢，一定要很清楚这个观念。
When we worship God, we also need to have the same understanding.
不能够把我们现在所敬拜的主耶稣基督当成好像众多神明当中的一个。
We cannot worship the Lord Jesus, assuming that He is just like the one of the many other gods in the world.
其实圣经讲的很绝对的。
The Bible says very clearly.
除了这位独一的真神之外，其他的都是假的。
That other than this one true God, all the other gods are false.
绝对不会有另外一个跟他一样是真的神。
There is absolutely no other God that is like him.
因为神全能全知， God, 无所不在，无所不能。
God is all-knowing, all-powerful.
他一定是绝对的，独一。
He is one.
那这个就是我们今天要去体会的。
And this is something that we need to experience ourselves.
那当时候，其实神就是已经跟巴兰说，你不可以去。
So God told Balaam that he absolutely was not allowed to go.
神不会改变的。
God doesn't change.
所以现在巴兰想要再问一下，表示说其实他很期待能够得到摩押王所应许给他这些好处了。
However, Balaam asked again, showing that he really wanted to receive all of these benefits.
好，那我们现在看回来二十二章。
Let's turn back to Numbers 22.
好了，现在巴兰他就跟着使者去了。
So Balaam went with the messengers.
他之所以去，事实上是因为在第二十二章的第二十节啊，神跟他这样说。
He went because in chapter 22, verse 20, the Lord said,
那个晚上神临到巴兰那里说，这些人若来招你，你就起来同他们去，你只要遵行我对你所说的话。
If the men come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do.
这个时候其实我们读中文圣经这样看不出他的意思。
When we read the Chinese version, we might not understand what it actually means.
那其实这个意思就是说，这些人如果要来招你，你想要去你就去吧。
In other words, God is saying to Balaam that if the people call you and you want to go,
神已经说过你不可以去，但是你现在如果想要去，那你就随便你自己去。
Then feel free to do what you want, even though I have already told you that you are not allowed to go.
那你去了之后，你不可以随便乱说话，你要遵行我对你说的话。
If you do end up going, then you need to speak the words that I say.
其实神已经说了，你去了，你嘴巴你讲不出你要讲的话了。
God already told him you will not be able to say the words that you want to say.
他的嘴巴只能够讲神要他讲的话了。
His mouth would only speak the words that God allows him to speak.
但是巴兰把神的话当成神允许他去。
However, Balaam treated God's instructions as if God was allowing him to go.
所以早上起来他一定很高兴的。
So in the morning, he was,
备好了驴，就跟摩押的那个使者，就要回到摩押地。这个就是一个长途的旅行，又要回到摩押地去了。
He was extremely excited because he could go with the messengers, and they were going to go on a long journey.
这个时候他的心情一定是很高兴的。
He must have been very happy.
因为去。有一个事情他很期待嘛。
This is something that he was anticipating for a long time.
然后你知道在路上，就发生事情。
But little did he know that things would happen on the road there.
他所骑的这头驴竟然讲话了。
And the donkey that he had spoke to him.
圣经里面最出名的动物大概就是这头驴。
And the most famous animal in the Bible is probably this donkey.
这头驴讲人的话。
He spoke the words of man.
这头驴，他还骂了这个先知。
This donkey also rebuked the prophet.
但是这头驴讲完话之后，他还是驴。
After this donkey spoke, he was still a donkey.
这头驴讲完话之后不会变成马，说哇，他变得不一样，很厉害。
After he spoke, it was not as if the donkey became a horse or upgraded.
他还是继续当驴在用啊。
He was still used as a donkey.
但是他的嘴巴竟然说出了人的话，而且还当场责备了先知啊。
But yet his mouth was used to speak the words of man and to rebuke the prophet.
好，我们看第二十二章。我们看到第二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
是因为神开了驴的眼睛，让他看到有一个使者拿着刀挡在他的面前。
The Lord opened the eyes of the donkey to see that there was an angel of the Lord with a sword in front of them.
他如果过去，那个使者的刀在那边，那个巴兰就死了。
If the donkey proceeded, then Balaam would die.
那这个使者也很幽默嘛，哈。他也没有说你闪到那里去，我就刀子一伸出去你就死了，没有啊。
The angel was also quite humorous because he just stood there without, he didn't chase after them.
好像刀子在那边不会动，你闪过去就算了。
And so he was just still, with his sword drawn, and if they die, they die, but he wouldn't chase after them.
那驴子就这样子救了巴兰两次了。
So, the donkey saved the life of Balaam twice.
第三次实在是没有地方躲了，所以他就趴下去了，不走了。
The third time, because there was no way to go around the angel, therefore the donkey just knelt down.
啊，每次这个驴救了这个巴兰，他都被打。
Every single time the donkey saved his life, Balaam would hit his donkey.
我想我们现在一般人都没有养那个牲畜的这个机会，就是你不知道说你打牛啊、打马、打驴是什么意思啊。
Most of us probably haven't had the opportunity to raise livestock, so we don't know what hitting the livestock might mean.
我们现在很多人都把动物当宠物了。
Many of the times we treat our animals like pets.
跟他一起睡，跟他一起吃。反正就好像家里面的一份子一样啊。
They're treated as one in the family, so we sleep and eat with them.
如果你打动物，现在还会可能还被关哦。
And if you abuse your animal, you might.
你那个宠物，你如果虐待它，会被判刑的。
Then you might be punished.
但是以前我们乡下的时候，我记得我们自己养牛。那个牛如果不听话，你就拿起那个鞭子大力的要打它。
But in the countryside, when I was young, we had a cow, and when the cow was not being good, then we would hit it with a whip very hard.
那个动物有时候会忍受，有时候它会很生气啊。
Sometimes the animal will endure the whipping, but other times they also get angry.
它就头转过来。对着你冲啊。
And they will turn around and rush at you.
那小孩子赶快跑啊。
And so as a child, I would run.
因为如果动物生气的，那很可怕。
If an animal is angry, it is very scary.
通常它不太会生气的。
But often the cow doesn't get angry.
除非你把它打得很严重。
Unless you beat it up.
让它承受不了了。
And it cannot endure.
那这里这个驴子哦，跟那个巴兰生气了。
At this time, the donkey got mad at Balaam.
那表示巴兰在打驴子的时候，不是像我们这种轻轻一打，说好像在帮他按摩一样，不是的。
And so that means that when Balaam was hitting his donkey, it wasn't just a light massage.
这个驴子实在是很有耐心的。
It was this donkey that was very patient.
他可能不知道他的主人为什么要打他。
He perhaps didn't understand why his master was beating
him. 因为他明明知道说前面有危险，不能去。
Because he saw clearly that there was danger.
但是很可惜，就是巴兰他不知道，他没看见。
But unfortunately, his master could not see.
到最后，那个。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴子，这是打得严重了。
So Balaam got so angry at his donkey that he beat his donkey severely.
圣经说，第二十八节，神叫驴开口。
Then in verse 28, the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey.
然后这个驴子就跟巴兰说。我向你行了什么事？你竟然打我这三次呢
？And then the donkey said, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?"
然后巴兰就跟驴子说：“因为你戏弄我啊，我恨不得手中有刀就把你杀了。”
29. And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have abused me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you."
然后驴子就对巴兰说：“我不是你从小就直到现在所骑的驴吗？我时常像你这样行过吗？”巴兰说没有啊。
30. So the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours? To this day, was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And he said, "No."
突然之间，那个驴子跟巴兰讲起话来了。
So the donkey spoke to his master.
这个时候，巴兰好像也很自然呐。
At this time, Balaam didn't bat an eye.
如果是我们的话，我们可能就昏倒在地了。
If it were us, we would have fainted on the ground.
那驴子怎么会讲人话
？How can the donkey speak a human word?
我们知道动物有时候会感觉到人的意识，所以动物我们有人说它有灵性，它是可以跟人可以沟通，因为它可以观察你的动作、你的表情。
Sometimes animals are able to communicate emotionally with humans, and they can observe how you're feeling.
但是动物讲人话，这是很特别的。
But for an animal to speak human language is very unique.
我们以后也没有看到再有第二例子了。
We don't see a second example of this in history.
但是这个时候，巴兰好像也很自然，就跟他讲起话来了。
But Balaam treated this as if it was a normal conversation.
好，那这个时候，神才开了巴兰的眼睛。
At this time, the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam.
第三十一节
Verse 31.
神使巴兰的眼目明亮了，他就看到哦，原来就是这么一回事。
The Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the situation.
那神的使者跟巴兰说，你现在走这条路是偏僻的道路。
The angel told Balaam that the way that he has gone is perverse.
我们现在看啊。彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse
15. 彼得后书二章十五节。
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15.
他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，十六节。
16.
他却为自己的 过犯受了责备，那不能说话的驴与人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
15. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 16. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey, speaking with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet.
这一头驴讲人话，事实上是问巴兰说：“你为什么打我？”
This donkey spoke human words just to ask, "Why are you beating me?"
我以前都不是这样子啊。
I didn't do this to you before.
我过去都很好，但是现在实在是因为有危险，所以不能去啊。
I've been very good to you in the past, but now because there is danger, therefore I cannot go.
但是看到我们看到就是那个。巴兰像一个眼瞎人，他根本不知道前面危险。
And Balaam was like a blind man. He couldn't see that there was danger.
所以他还讲了很狂妄的话，说恨不得我有刀子把你杀了。
Therefore, he spoke madness, saying that if I had a sword, I would kill you.
他根本搞不清楚到底是谁要被杀、啊。
He was not. He didn't even realize who was going to be killed by a sword.
如果不是这头驴救了他。巴兰早死了。
If it was not for the donkey that saved his life, he would have died long ago.
所以这里就看到说，神让驴开口说话，拦阻了先知的狂妄，让他知道说，他其实连一只驴都不如。
God opened the mouth of a donkey to speak human words and to restrain the prophet's madness to show that Balaam wasn't even worth a donkey.
那圣经特别说，他是贪爱不义工价的人。
He was someone who coveted wages of unrighteousness.
也就是说，这个时候的巴兰，他眼睛只有钱。
In the eyes of Balaam, he saw money only.
他内心已经被那个贪爱钱财的这个欲望控制住了。
He was completely entangled by his desire for money.
他也看不到危险。
He couldn't see any danger.
他更不会感谢。
And he could not be thankful.
那个驴。对他这么好，救他的命，他还一直打他。
Even though the donkey was being very kind to him, but he beat his donkey.
所以有时候我们人哦，如果眼瞎，就是心眼瞎的时候，真的对我们好的人，我们都不会感激，一直骂他了。
If we are blind, then even if someone is good to us, we might actually continue to rebuke them.
就好像有时候我们做孩子的哦，不懂得父母亲的爱心哦，他那个。好的用心，有时候母亲是这样子一个作为啊，儿子这样子这样子一直反正觉得很不满意了。
Sometimes as children we might face the same thing where our parents are treating us very kindly or have a good intentions for us, but yet we complain against them.
就是说，其实是我们还不知道说有什么好处，或者是有什么危险，我们看不到，但是其实。明眼的人已经看到的。
This is because as children we might not be able to see what the benefits are or where the danger lies, but as a parent, the parents are able to see.
所以我们为什么说要常常感谢
？And this is why it's important to be grateful.
有时候是我们不懂的时候，其实是神的爱默默在保守我们，我们要懂得感谢神。
Often, while we are still ignorant, the love of God continues to protect us. So for that, we must be grateful.
好了，现在在这个路上，巴兰恍然大悟了。
So on the road there, Balaam finally understood.
我们看回来二十二章的第三十一节。
Let's look at Numbers 22 verse 31.
他这个时候趴在地上。
At this time, he fell flat on his face.
因为他看到那个石子的拿出来的刀，拔出来的刀，就在他眼前。
He finally saw the strong sword, which was in front of him.
第三十二节，主的使者对他说，其实这里用主的使者。事实上是主的神本身是跟巴兰显现的。
In verse 32, when it says the angel of the Lord, this is actually the Lord Himself appearing to Balaam.
你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因为你所行的在我面前是偏僻的，就是荒谬的。
Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me.
驴看见我三次从我面前偏过去，驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。
The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would also have killed you by now and let her live.
然后三十四节，巴兰就说：“啊，我有罪了，我不知道你站在路上拦住我。你若不喜欢我去，我就回去了。”
Verse 34, and Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back."
三十五节 ，35. 神的使者对巴兰说：“你同这些人去吧，你只要说我对你说的话。”于是巴兰同着巴勒的使臣去了。
35. Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak.
所以这个时候，巴兰好像说：“哦，我，你若不要我去，我就回家吧。”
At this time, Balaam said, "If it displeases you, then I'll go back."
其实神早看出他的心了。
But God already saw his heart.
跟他说：“你去。”
He said, "You can go."
但是你只能说我要你说的话。
But you can only say the words that I say.
这个时候，神已经给他定了一个最大的原则。
God already gave him the biggest principle.
其实神也控制了他的舌头。
And God would also control his tongue.
等到巴兰来到了之后
，When Balaam finally arrived,
这个巴勒很高兴的，想说这下子哇，他的危机解除了。
Balak was elated because now was the solution to his problem.
他就准备好，就是要来让巴兰来做主以色列民的。
He was completely prepared for Balaam to curse the people.
那结果我们就发现说，巴兰接下去他一连四次讲出了有关于神的选民的特质。
Then we see that Balaam he spoke four times regarding the different characteristics of the children of Israel.
甚至到最后，他要离开以前。他讲了一段非常重要的预言。
Before he left, he even said an important prophecy.
他的预言就是有关于弥赛亚，就是基督要出现的这段预言。
His prophecy was regarding the coming Messiah.
我们先看一下第二十四章的第十七节。
Let's look at chapter 24, verse 17.
巴兰他口中讲出了有关于耶稣基督的预言，这个重要的信息。
Balaam spoke words regarding the Messiah.
十七节，我看他却不在现实，我望他却不在近日。有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的视角，毁坏扰乱之子。
17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult.
18. 18. 他必得以东为基业，又得仇敌之地西尔为产业。以色列必行事勇敢。
18. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also, his enemies, shall be a possession, while Israel does valiantly.
19. 有一位出于雅各的必掌大权，他要除灭城中的余民。
19. Out of Jacob one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city.
这里所说的这一个有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列，其实这个星这个杖所代表的就是后来出现的这个拯救者基督。
The star and the scepter all refer to the savior that would come, which is the Messiah.
他预言的从这群民当中要出现一个万人的救主，耶稣。
He had prophesied that out of this group of people, the Israelites would come a savior of all humankind.
他拥有权柄。
He has authority.
这个权柄是属世的 又包括属灵的。
This authority is not just physical, but also spiritual.
就是在世上看到他的人都要臣服在他面前的。
All who see him in the world will bow down to him.
虽然他没有家型美容让人羡慕。
Although he has no background or physical appearance that will cause other people to admire him.
但是他有绝对的权柄。
But he has absolute authority.
让人可以惊奇的。
So that other people will be amazed.
巴兰从他的口中预言的主的来到。
Through the mouth of Balaam, God prophesied the coming of the Messiah.
那我们就看到说，有时候神用一个人哦，我们看不，我们真的是想不到了哈。
From this, we can also learn that God, the way God uses people,
一个贪爱不义工匠的人，现在神用他的口预言了这个重要的信息。
God used someone who was greedy for unrighteous gain.
但是很可惜，他最后还是灭亡了。
Unfortunately, this person that God used still had a tragic death.
他并没有成为以色列民当中的一份子。
He did not join himself to the people of Israel.
他最后甚至出了一个诡计，让以色列民去拜偶像，吃祭偶像之物，得罪了神让许多的百姓被杀。
He even devised the plan so that the Israelites would commit sexual immorality and eat food offered to idols so that they would be destroyed by God.
就是第二十五章我们昨天晚上所提的。
And this is in chapter 25, which we mentioned yesterday.
那后来巴兰也列在被杀的人当中一份子。
Eventually,Balaam was also listed among those who were killed.
那表示说，其实他讲完的这些预言之后，其实他的生活没有改变。
This means that after he spoke all of these words, his lifestyle remained the same.
他最后还是成为一个假先知。
In the end, he remained a false prophet.
就是说，他的整个生活跟神的真先知是不一样的。
Which means that his lifestyle was completely different from that of a true prophet of God.
因为巴兰他的生活没有改变。
This is because he didn't bother to change himself.
他只是嘴巴讲出了神要他说的预言。
All he did was to speak the oracles of God.
但是他这个人本身，他的生活完全一样。
But his life was still unrighteous.
甚至比以前还更惨。
Actually, it was even worse than before.
因为他存了一个心，他知道如何让神对百姓发怒击杀以色列人。
He devised a plan so that the people of God would sin.
所以最后巴兰被杀。
In the end, Balaam was killed.
我们现在先看民数记三十一章。
Let's look at Numbers 31.
民数记三十一章。
Numbers 31.
这是以色列人跟米甸打仗的记录。
This is a record of the Israelites fighting with the Midianites.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
他们照主所吩咐摩西的，与米甸人打仗，杀了所有的男丁。
And they warred against the Midianites just as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed all the males.
第八，在所杀的人中，杀了米甸的五个王，就是以卫、利金、苏尔、富尔、利巴，又用刀杀了比尔的儿子巴兰。
They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed. Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with a sword.
巴兰用诡计去害了神的百姓，最后他也被杀了。
Because Balaam tried to, he devised schemes against the Israelites, therefore he was also killed.
所以他虽然预言了很重要的事实，他也讲出了神选民的特质。但是这对他都没有帮助。
Even though he had prophesied regarding the Messiah and also blessed the Israelites, but these things had no influence on him.
真正属神的人一定有一个改变。
Those who truly belong to the Lord will have a change.
这改变就是在他的生命当中会跟这个世界不一样。
Which means that their lifestyle will be different from those in the world.
所以我们有时候要看一个人的结局是怎么样。
Sometimes we need to look at people's end.
我们来看一节经节，看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
希伯来书十三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
第七节说， 从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
所以看一个人的结局很重要。
It's important to consider the outcome of others.
神的百姓的结局很好。
The outcome of the children of Israel were good.
但是巴兰的结局很凄惨。
But the outcome of Balaam was very tragic.
我们要谨慎的思考，要分辨。
We need to discern.
我们下午再来继续。
And we'll continue this in the afternoon.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
来唱诗399首。
399。
我们现在一起祷告。
We will now pray together.
首先感谢主，看过我们的平安。
We will, let's give.